Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6. It is February. It is a Tuesday, February the 20th, 2018, and we have a live show for you today. And I just want to say thank you to all of you that have sent your condolences to myself and my family during the time, during this very difficult time, but a very beautiful time in itself. I just want to thank my man Gary Collins. I want to thank Sister Yvette. Just so many people, Gary Collins and everyone from RDP, those of you that sent cards and flowers and to for my brother's going home ceremony, our great transformation ceremony. I just truly, truly appreciate and thank you all so, so much. And there is no words that can describe or no words that could thank you enough for your care, your love, and your just sincere relationship that we all have. And I greatly, greatly appreciate it. And that was, you know, a lot was actually cultivated before we came on to BTR Community or Black Talk Radio Network, but it definitely has grown since we been on.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
Always be on air. And you could easily do that by going to the website for this network. And that's www.blacktalkradionetwork. And once make a donation while you're there, or you can also become a member in its social media network. And you can do that by going to www.btrcommunity.com and joining for only $24 a year. And I believe that there is still the opportunity where you can sign up for 1 month free for the rest of the month. And you have a free subscription to BTR Community, so you can see how it works and use it and utilize it for your benefit, and then make your overall membership contribution after that. So $24 a year, become a member, and then you will be able to have access to a social media outlet that allows you to, as a member, to gain from monetarily gain from it, from your business, from events that you think that should be supported by the community by way of nonprofit organizations or for-profit businesses, establishments. You can do that there at BTR Community for only $24 a year. That supports the network. Also, I just want to say I got back very, very late last night. And I am trying to catch up on everything. And so I have to, for the RDP, first annual RDP summit, I have to get with, because I had so many emails, so many texts. I have to go through them and see and look to see where we are with the overall facilities. And I will let you know in the coming days. I have a class that I will actually be attending, a very, very important class. And when I come back from this class, I'm going to definitely bring a great opportunity to you guys as well. And that is going to be Thursday and Friday. I may have an abbreviated show on Thursday. I have to look. I've kind of got lost in time here. And got to check the dates. Okay, yes, I think I may not be able to have a show. Definitely won't be able to have one on Friday, but may have one on Thursday. It may be abbreviated. I will let you all know, so you are don't want to keep you in the dark about it, but just want to let you know what's happening now. Also, before we get started, what's up to my man Mel? Thank you, Mel. Big Roz, sorry I didn't, Roz, didn't get to see you in Jersey from the time that we landed until the time that we took off, which we almost, you know, missed the flight, missed the connecting flight. But, I will be back, we'll be going back to Jersey and spending some time there. I have some business I need to take care of there. And one of the things I definitely want to catch up with my man Roz in that part of that neck of the woods that I'm very familiar with, pretty soon here, probably within a month or two. So big ups to my man Roz. We will catch up. And so let me see. All right, so we're going to just try to adjust everyone, get back into the flow of things, and I will let you all know about the RDP summit, and that's going to be in, I need to recheck, I can't even remember right now with the dates were. Oh, the 15th and I believe the 16th of June. And what we're going to be doing is going to have firearms safety training, and you will be actually learning how to shoot and the proper way to handle and to utilize a firearm, which is definitely, I think, is going to be necessary and needed going forward in the future. So I will get that information out to you all once I'm just getting back and getting settled back in, and we'll pick up from there. So we'll let you know about that as well. What's up, Strategic Melon? Good to see you as well, and thank you. Okay, so what we're going to do real quick, we're going to jump into the what's in the news. But of course, at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-8255. 5056, 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. If you would like to, if you would like to express any thoughts, comments, and we're looking forward. Yes, what's going on, Strategic Melanin? Good to see you there, and I'm looking forward to continuing. My sister, so give us a call, 704-802-5056. And I'm before we get going, I just want to say I had to reground myself because, you know, you try to prepare for different things in your life, but once they happen, you it doesn't always go the way that you had planned or how you calculated or what the how you thought things would be. And it was a good thing. As far as I was able to reconnect with friends and just to commune with family members. And, you know, I've always said that we all make the great transformation. And with my brother, who was like my father, making the great transformation, I'll never be the same before. I'll never be able to go back to before his transformation because he was so influential in my life and it means so much to me. But now I have an opportunity to be the fulfillment of and to memorialize his energy and his spirit, which continues to live in. That is the most beautiful thing, and that was the most comforting thing for me to be able to look at this for really what it is. And because of that, I am better grounded in all of the benevolent things that I've been taught throughout my whole life. And those things that I will continue to use throughout my life, and I'm not talking about just my physical life, the overall eternal energy that we all resonate with, that we will have. And it really puts things into its proper position for its proper direction. And you all are a big, big part of that. Everyone here at Black Talk Radio Network, every person that I've ever walked past, every person that I've ever spoke to, every person that I ever had a relationship with, and every person, regardless if it's a positive or negative thing, they're really, for me, I firmly realize that there is no negatives. For me, and I'm not saying that this is something that everybody else should have or think about, but for me, I came to grips with there are no negatives. And it hit me at the most inconvenient time, unexpected time, but I should have known that it was hit me at that very moment because of how influential and what my brother means to me. It was when, during his going home ceremony, as my cousin, first cousin, is sealing his coffin. And my brother reached out with the energy that he's always had. And as the conversation, one of the last conversations that we had, he told me that you have it now, Papa. You will have to be what I've been to you, to all those that we love. And it was sealed, and it was the most powerful, most beautiful thing that I've ever experienced outside of the birth of my children. So I would say to you all, there are no negatives in our lives if you look to find them. There are always opportunities for us to seed and for us to nurture and for us to cultivate, the more beneficial, more positive, affirming, and sustainable outcome that we could possibly create in that environment. And that choice is always ours. So I would say to you all, and many of you have experienced different degrees of difficulties in your life and adversities and obstacles. Well, bad situations should not change good people. Great people always change bad situations, and you are among the greatest. So I just wanted to express that to you all and let you know that you are one of the most perfect embodiments of what the great creator had decided to synchronize. And why it's so beautiful? Because you too can create with that same dynamic power. Don't squander it. Don't waste it. Don't watch it. Utilize it. And utilize it to the benefit of all. So just wanted to say that. We got a caller in queue real quick before we get going into what's in the news. I don't want to keep the callers waiting. We got my man out of OKC. I'm not quite sure what his name is going to be, so I'm going to let him introduce himself. So let's go to the caller out of Oklahoma. Caller out of Oklahoma, what's going on, bro? How are you? And what says you?
Peace, brother. Peace.
Peace, peace. How you doing, bro?
Yo, again, condolences, man. And I wish I could have met him, man. If he influenced you and the beautiful person that you are, man, I'm just it's a celebration, you know, in a way.
Right.
You know, so I really don't even have the words, man. You got me sad right now.
No, big man.
Celebration. It's a celebration, brother.
It is. It is.
If he influenced you the way to make you the person, the beautiful person that you are, man, he had to be a spectacular man. So, you know, let that brother rest in power. And, you know.
Yes, sir.
And just, yo, I don't even really have the words. You know, you got me kind of choked up right now.
Shoot, Big Mel, you said it all, and I'm gonna tell you, that's what it is. It's really for me. He's resonating in power now, and creating even more. So just like, man, I'm gonna tell you, Mel, with a lot from you to I see a lot of the best part of us all, because we all have great talents and abilities, and we all influence people in a more dynamic way than we actually think. I mean, your daughter is, she's a genius, and that's because of what you and the queen, that environment that y'all create for her. And I think there's very few people that could call me at 3 o'clock or 2:30 in the morning. No, 3 o'clock in the morning, and say, "Yo, I'm on my way. What you doing? Give me the directions. I'll be there in an hour." And I go crazy on them. But Mel, you always have that, brother, because you too, and us all, everyone that's here, we all have our talents that we can use the way we want to use them. Some people choose to use them in a very selfish, superficial, or a malevolent way. But you all, you resonate different. This is why Black Talk Radio Network, you could have been somewhere else doing something else during the time that you all spend with this network and all the programs here. You're here for a reason. And I think that that reason is independently unique to every person here, but it is a sustainable necessity that we all need to have. So, Mel, you did know him. You do know him. He's you. So, big ups to you, brother. Can't wait to see you. We got to do that real, real soon. And so at the latest, we'll do that at the RDP, Big Mel, but always. And I saw that you called. I missed it. Was just getting back. So let's catch up in the future here, my brother.
Yes, sir. Peace.
Peace, peace, my brother. Peace, peace. Okay, so we're going to jump into my man, Mel. Love you, Big Mel. I don't mind even saying that. Love Big Mel. Mel called me at 3 o'clock in the morning asking for directions to an event with only Mel, only my man, Mel. He's like, yo, man, all we have is now. My man, Big Mel. Love him. All right, so let's jump into what's in the news. And let me pull this baby up. For today's show, please bear with me with today's show. As always, I have a lot of flaws and different things, so I forget stuff and a bunch of other things. So just work with me on this. Okay, today's show. Today's a live show we're having, and today's topic of today's show is without capacity and connection. Excuse me, without capacity and connection, performing as a feeble footed people becomes natural. Without capacity or connection, performing as feeble-footed people becomes natural. And just want to go, I'll explain why that was the topic and think that we are, fiddled-footed people. We are fiddle-footed people. And we move in that, and I say we, I'm talking about collectively, not one body of people, not one group of people, but I'm saying collectively. We are very fiddled-footed people, and that has become our natural state because we've given up our capacity. We've drained our capacity, and we're no longer really connected. And if we would work within our capacity and stay connected, we would not be fiddle-footed at all. And want to talk to you about why that's so important. So that's today's the topic of today's show. But if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We'll see you in queue. I'm actually off the board, so if you would just say excuse me, I would hear you and we'll go right to you. All right, so we're going to jump into some of the things that's what's in the news. I want to say big ups to my man Thomas, big ups to my man Roz for posting inside of just some of their postings that they put there. And it was who else? A couple of other people had posted. I think that was the gist, and I actually make sure that I have everyone. Yep. Okay. So big ups to my man Thomas and Roz. Thomas made a couple of comments. Roz posted some articles, very important articles. So let's jump into that real quickly. So what's in the news? What's in the news? Here we go. First article. I got this article from Reuters. Very, very important one. Very, very significant one. Very telling. And it is definitely a direction that's being undertaken as we speak right now. And that article, I shouldn't have jumped off of it, is this one is Syrian Kurdish officials deal for Syrian army to enter Afrin. The Syrian Kurdish forces and the Damascus government have reached an agreement for the Syrian army to enter Afrin region to help repel a Turkish offensive attack, a senior Kurdish official said on Sunday, the other day. And why is that so important? Here's some of the significance of that. One, Afrin is in Syria. Two, Turkey has been engaging the Kurds that are there. Now they say that they're going to be insisting the Kurds, and this is how the confusion on the overall move towards World War III that's going to bring about GW1, Global Nuclear War 1, GNW1, Global Nuclear War, how that's going to happen. So the Syrian conflict and this, the coerced, initiated instigated conflict in Syria is now becoming even more complex as we speak, and there is no turning back pretty much now. Definitely going to see some disturbing trends that are going to have a ripple effect and a shockwave that will reach here in the States. So check out that article. Next article, got this from Harriet Daily News. Turkey will besiege Afrin as a new phase of Operation Olive Branch begins. So now Turkey is saying they're going all out in Afrin. The Turkish military will soon lay siege to the city of Afrin in northern Syria. Is in northern Syria, Turkey? But this is the overall war paradigm that we have. A new phrase of the Operation Olive Branch. And let me just tell you how it's so funny. They have these names, these operative names, like Olive Branch and all that. There's nothing further from the truth with an olive branch that's what it is about. Oh, but maybe it is, because the olive branch was actually one of the symbolic icons of the Nazis. Don't think that's a coincidence, but go ahead. Olive Branch begins. And the celebrity figurehead president, Erdogan, has stated the amidst speculations of a pro-Syrian regime force would take over the city from the People's Protection Unit, YPG, following a reported agreement between the two groups. So Turkey is saying, oh, well, now we're going full bore in Afrin, all out. And they actually have started yesterday, and today it continued. So check out that article. Next article from Press TV. And this one says the Iranian Ayatollah or Iranian president warned of plots to partition the regional states. Yep. And they're trying to break that whole thing up, because the reason why they want to break that whole region up is because of the control of resources. And it is going to be a fight to do that. So check out that article. Next, my man Thomas said, peace, Dave. Hope all is well with you and the family. Man, big ups to my man Thomas. Yes, happy to be back, man. I actually missed you, and I missed you in NYC as well. So when I get back home, definitely want to catch up with you and Roz for us to hang out. And not only that, but to collaborate also. All right, next article. Roz posted this one from The Verge. Visa says Coinbase is not at fault for overcharging cryptocurrency holders. As it turns out, the card issuer's Visa is in fact, the culprit in increasingly messy Coinbase customer support nightmare, that seen multiple users' cryptocurrencies account hit with reverse transactions and unauthorized withdrawals and unexplained fees. Yep. So check out that, and make sure if you were buying any cryptos during that time that you actually look into that and check your accounts to make sure that you weren't overcharged, which they did do. So we need to, for those of you that have a Coinbase account, hit their support and make sure that you let them know, hey, you stole some of my currency. Get that back. All right, so check out that article. Big thanks for that article, Roz. Next article, and this was symbolic of what's going to be happening here in the future. This was from Roz. He posted this one in the New York Times. Bitcoin thieves threaten real violence for virtual currency. And this is out of San Francisco. The currency that they were after was virtual, but the guns they carried were anything but. The breach, in the beach resort of Phuket, Thailand, last month, the assailants pushed their victim, a young Russian man, into his apartment and kept him there blindfolded until he logged into his computer and transferred about $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to an online wallet they controlled. And I definitely see that that's going to be some of the things that's going to be happening in the future. So the overall crypto space, cyberspace, as the overall cryptocurrencies continue to start to make economic impact and have a higher currency value, then people are going to, as always, get malevolent when it comes to currency. Great, great article, Rise, definitely a part of what's going on. And then my man Thomas says, Syria is a sandwich between a rock and a hard place. Israel on one side, Turkey on the other, and the U.S. in the air. Assad must be taking some strong, must have some strong melanin in him to survive this long. Man, Thomas, that's so true. So, so true. So check out if you, if, and I think that that is, that's very symbolic as to what's going on, and I think it's going to play out even further. I anticipate as the Olympics start to unwind, something huge will be happening. Check out that article. Next article, Rise got this one from CNET. And this one says, after allegedly draining bank accounts, Coinbase promised refunds. So check out that article as well. It goes along with the other one that Rise posted. Very, very important. Next article, and it's a part of today's show. And it says, this one's from the New York Daily Times. School shooting survivors hit NRA-friendly polls with politicians with ultimatums. Shut up and listen. That's the message seething students have for President, celebrity figurehead President Trump and other gun-friendly lawmakers as they gear up to march on Washington for firearms reform. The teens demand that the politicians stop making excuses and immediately pass laws in the aftermath of the Florida bloodshed or face being voted out of office. So check out that article, and we're going to – I will just say this. I'll wait. Tell you where we stand. Well, I'll tell you what I think after we go there, and I would love to hear from you on that and other things that are going on. So check out that article. Next article, Rise posted this one. Very, very important one, is a clue as to what's going to be coming down the pipe. And I actually posted another one similar to this. This is from CNBC News. Rise posted this one. U.S. Cybersecurity czar will impose costs on Russia. A lot of damage from the NotPetya cyber attack was unavoidable. And that was from Rob Joyce, the cyber czar. So this whole cyberspace is definitely, and I definitely think that it's going to kick up after the Olympics. Stand by. Next article from Rise, got this one from the antimedia.org. Russia warns the U.S. not to play with fire in Syria. Oh, too late. But good article. Definitely think that, I think the U.S. is actually targeting Russian contractors. Not getting good, and it's definitely going to be a problem in the future. Next article, I posted this one from Bloomberg. U.S. sells bills at the highest yield since 2008 amidst supply deluge. The U.S. Treasury on Tuesday, today, sold about $96 billion of bills at yields unseen since 2008, and is preparing to sell further $55 billion of short-term securities later in the day. I didn't check what that was. I will check later on. As it works to rebuild this cash balance. Now, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not good at all, because the yields is because the overall buyers are requiring that they get more yield, which means you would think that that was a good thing. No, because of the risk involved with the higher the yield, the lower the yield, or the lower the interest that they get paid, that means the stronger the overall currency. The higher the interest, just the opposite, means that they're buying, but they really don't have any confidence in this whole thing, where they're requiring that the yields be a whole lot higher for them to come in and risk losing it all. So this thing is really, really on one financial Friday or soon. And when I get back out of school, we'll definitely tackle this next week. So check out that article. Next article I got from Sputnik News. North Korea media denounces U.S. plan to resume war games with South Korea. It's going to be after the Olympics. Never know what can happen. Next article, I got this one from RT International. South Korean official in charge of cryptocurrency crackdown found dead. A government minister involved in this, A government minister involved in Seoul's regulatory crackdown on digital currency was found dead at his home on Sunday, reportedly of a heart attack. And Jun Kim Un, 52, was head of the political economic policy at the Office of Government Policy Coordination. So check out that article. Don't think that was a coincidence. Could be. Who knows? Next article, got this one from 10th Amendment Central Blog. Alabama committee passes bill to help encourage the use of gold and silver as money. You should be doing that as well. Go to Prosperity Mint and transfer your cash into real money. The rest of the states are catching up and are doing that. And they're doing it quietly because they know what's about to happen. Next article, this is from Miami Herald. This teacher thought it was a drill, but then heard shooting. He kept students safe. We're going to talk about this. This was actually a part of today's show, so check out that article. Next article, I think we got someone in queue. Don't want to keep them waiting. Let me check real quick. Nope. Okay, cool. Guess not. One second. Next article, let me pull this back up. Next article, I got this one from Sputnik News. New Belt Road Initiative, China's Silk Road, challenged by the U.S. and its allies, of course. Their overall economic wherewithal and standing is being taken away from them. So check out that article. Next article from South China Morning Post. Is North Korea preparing to launch a large-scale cyber attack? I think so, but they're going to say North Korea did it, but I think it'll be somebody else that does it. The North might be behind in the times with most technology, but it has spent a huge amount of time and money to build a cyber army capable of outsmarting more advanced countries. The whole setup is right there, y'all. They're going to pull the plug here. You be ready for it if they do. Next article, Rise posted this one from newsvice.com. Another one of North Korea's hacking groups was just outed. Great article, Roz. You got this one from Vice News. And I definitely want to check that one out as well. So check out that article Roz posted there. And then next article, I posted this one from Bloomberg. Venezuela is jumping into the crypto craze. Today, it was a surreal scene in the increasing surreal country. Three prominent cryptocurrencies proponent turned up at a forum at Venezuela's central bank in late December, exhorting the virtuals of digital currency as a way for the beleaguering country to fix its broken economic problems. And today was the first day that actual Venezuela is the first centralized government to have its own cryptocurrency known as, and it is the, let me pull it up real quick. It is the, today was the launch of the Petro. Celebrity figurehead President Nicolas Maduro hopes the Petro launch on February the 20th today will solve the nation's economic problems. So, actually, Venezuela is the first central bank and the first government to fully endorse a cryptocurrency, and they've come out with their own token. Or I got to take a look. It might actually be a coin. So, but I doubt it is a coin. I think it's going to be a token. But so they're the first country to do that. So see how this goes. Good move, bad move. I think it is a move that is going to benefit some in Venezuela and is not going to benefit the majority of the people. But it is something that is going to be the trend now. And I think that those that are involved in this is going to do extremely well with that. So that's what's in the news. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation anytime, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And before we get going, let me just say this. I wasn't over the weekend. I'm not a big movie goer. I did want to check out Black Panther, but because of just some of the obligations that family obligations that we had this weekend, wasn't able to do it. And I'm actually, like I said, I'm not a movie goer at all, because just my personal thing, because you know, I just think that it's all a part of a ploy. But I will say this. One of the things, I haven't seen the movie, but I will say this, is that Hollywood is, in the overall industries that make movies, they know exactly what they're doing. And I'm going to say this. Black Panther has a Tiger Woods syndrome written all over it. And I'm not saying that in a way that's bashing Tiger Woods or anyone that likes Tiger Woods or anything of that nature. What I'm saying is this, is that Hollywood realized that its overall movie draws and its influence through its movies, they were losing traction. They were losing space. They were losing the ability to put you in a hypnotic state. But they knew what their trump card was. Just like the entertainment industry was waiting for a Tiger Woods to happen, because when Tiger came on the golf scene, totally changed the whole space of golf. And because they weren't having the traction that they were having, what did they do? They played the power card. And Black Panther is going to have a Tiger Woods syndrome in effect. But I would say you all have to be extremely careful as what's put on the silver screen, because very little that's put on the silver screen, are you fully aware of its real intentions? You may think that we do, but you don't know really the overall witch's brew, the malevolent witch's brew that was put together to cast that spell. And a lot of times, maybe we regurgitate with those that did create it, what they want us to represent them by. And we say that we know. No, that's just what they want you to say. That's the line, the script that they're giving, and the cue card that they give us, and we just read it. Now, I'm not saying anything. I haven't seen the overall movie at all. I will see it. I will see it. But I think what's very, very important is also is that we have to have our own grounded agenda. And not thinking that our agenda should be as something as shallow as what the system would want us to have. We must be deeper. We must have our full capacity and our full connection. Because when we have our full capacity of our talents and we're fully connected, it doesn't matter what lies and deceptions others will have. It will have no bearing on our outcome. So I'm looking forward to checking it out. But just one of the things that I noticed is that it's the Tiger Woods effect, is because that overall industry knew it was losing ground with you all. They know that the capacity of the people and the connection with the people was becoming different. So what did they have to do? They had to go back into their overall bags of tricks and become relevant again. I am not putting this movie down or anything. I haven't seen it. But I tell you this. There was nothing that Hollywood or the overall silver screen, and there's a reason why they call it the silver screen, there's nothing that the silver screen has generated that has been truthfully the intention that they appeared it to be. It was always something else. So, be aware of it. Don't just take it for entertainment. Because there is, so then when we do that, we minimize our true capacity. There's a reason why all the world's a stage. It's a reason why. So definitely just wanted to say that. My man Jenna was on. If you can, Jenna, give us a call back. And I'll go to you, make sure I didn't lose him. Yep. So when you get a chance, let's give us a call back. Okay, so today's show. Let me just fix this. And Jenna, when you come back, just say excuse me, and I'll go to you. Today's show, I'm going to jump into it now. I'm going to jump into a very controversial issue. Some may be upset with me. That's cool. That's you. I'm me. And today's show is without capacity and connection, performing as a fiddled-footed people becomes natural. And I wanted to just bring up some things that's been happening, and I haven't been able to check a lot of the news. But I know when we don't have our capacity and we're not connected to the spirit realm and we don't have the full control of our capacity and talents, that we become wanderers. We become the overall soldiers following orders of those that will exploit our energy to their benefit. We become fiddle-footed. And there's a lot of fiddle-footing steps, directions, and wandering that we've taken and has become natural for us. We wait for the overall talking points of propaganda to tell us what is going to be interesting, important to us. Because by doing that, then we can't use our full talents and abilities that's connected by the spirit realm to be able to go off into the direction that is in our best interest. Self-determination, sovereignty. We continue to walk with a leash around our neck until the point where we won't walk until the leash gets put on our neck. And that becomes our natural way of life. And that is a life that is exploited because you have no life. And when you have no life, ladies and gentlemen, there's a mental illness of stress, physical illness, disenfranchisement, plight that we become so used to that we wear it as a badge because we become poor and broken. Well, there are tactics that are being used as we speak right now to keep us wandering recklessly, without direction, without purpose, without capacity, and without connection. And it's a genocidal trend that has become natural that we must break. And I want to start off with, give as an example. And if you have any other examples or have any opinions about it, definitely would love to hear from you. The school shooting in Florida, in my opinion, is an example of that. A very meaningful example of it. And without our capacity of our connections, we become very easily deceived to where we will defend the lies even before they're told. This becomes a natural process. And I say that for this reason. The shootings that we've been seeing, they call them mass shootings. Seen them in all different forms and fashions, and then now they kind of repeat themselves. And one of the things that the system does is it knows that if it just takes a methodical approach, because it's taught its overall sheeple to always want immediate results, and if you just tarry a little while, they will surrender. So they take their methodical approach. There is an agenda that the system has. And what the system did was they took a very well-structured, thought-out plan and objective and use different methods to obtain their objective. The objective was, and I'll tell you what the objective was, for you to surrender always to the law of the land. The letter of the law. And ignoring the spirit of the law as being outdated, as being uncouth, as being unnecessary. And unlikely to perform. It's only the letter of the law that matters. One of the things that the system did very keenly was that it so-called gave a right for you to bear arms. Built that up over years, knowing that that was going to be used to their advantage going forward in the future. What they say was that you have the right to bear arms. And they built that whole thing up. But see, that whole thing was a trick. See, what you do in deceiving someone is you don't tell them what your objective is. You give them the choice to surrender to you under a plot and scheme, and they will. They will make a decision that's not in their best interest but serves you if you construct it correctly. Here's what I think happens. For years and years, they showed the importance but had the so-called principal intentions of you bearing arms. Think about their arms. The very same weapon that they use to conquer is the one that they're using to conquer people that are thinking that they're protecting themselves. And what happens is that when you create deception and you create chaos, you can stand from the outside looking in, and however the overall inflections or the overall energy direction of the people that are fighting it, when they're not looking at you, they're looking at each other, you can be the great magistrator. You can be the great orchestrator where you can start pulling all of the strings because their energy is telling what's important to them. And then you can say, because they're not looking at you, they're looking at someone else and something else, and because they are unaware, and there's a sense and there's an ennui towards a malevolent agenda that people ignore. You can never ignore what's evil, because then it will consume you. It has a purpose. And so for years and years, they live by it, because they don't make a plan for 2 weeks or 2 days or 2 minutes. They use it for decades upon decades at a time, because that's the key to controlling, is to have principles put into place over a historic time frame, and each step is momentumized by the past. And they teach us to be microwavable, because a microwave destroys you from the inside out. Immediate. It's no coincidence. So the system knew, set everything up, and then as things start to develop and unfold throughout the world, we'll take it from them. And what we'll be taking from them is that we'll be taking their overall, the people will surrender their energy to us. They will be begging us for the solutions to the problems that we've created. Here's how it works. At a certain period, in the moments of eternity, they move their overall tactics in a way that best serves their purpose. So right now, for years and years and years, they pushed where they've sold, just in 4 years from the time that celebrity figurehead Obama was chosen as president, to 2 years later, there was more registered firearms sold in this country than three times of all of the military personnel on the planet, including China, three times over. That was just in that short time frame. See, they built this whole thing up for you to be drowning in their chaos. And then all of a sudden, they hit the switch. They start having all of these shooting sprees. And then they started quietly murmuring, "We need gun control."
Brother Day.
After they created a culture of violence. I got a caller in queue real quick. Let me go to that caller. Go ahead, Jerry.
Greetings. How are you? Hopefully you and your family are doing as well as possible after the...
Yes, sir.
After your family aftermath. You know, I went through that last year.
Yes.
And the year before that, and the year before that. We ain't going to get into that, though. What you're speaking on, and that kind of goes... It all kind of goes together with Miss Goins, her family receiving, I believe it's $37 million for that murder that they showcased on her.
Hold on, Jenna, real quick. I forgot, man. We got a commercial break. Let me do the commercial break. I'll come right back to you after the commercial break. Lost track of time there. Sorry about that. Hold on, because I don't want you to get too deep, because I don't want it to be broken. Listen, everyone, you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. You may go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah.
Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. And we were, my man Jerry was just about to get into what he was going to wanted to talk about and comment on, so we're going to go back to Jerry. Jerry, go ahead, pick up where you left off, bro.
Yo, I like that. He was just about to get into what he was about to get into. I think I'm going to put that on the shirt.
There you go.
Hey, but with everything that's going on, we have this Coretta going. That it, and I might just be thinking about Coretta Scott for whatever reason. I can't remember what the sister name was, but Miss Goins down in Baltimore. They just the decision was made by the magistrate that she was going to get $37 million. I believe that's the correct number. Her family, rather, was going to get $37 million for her death that they plastered. And you know, this it's a long line of that. And then we've been fed, because you mentioned the Black Panther movie, and I know it's a lot of brothers and sisters who don't like it and what's going on, but what's going on in that Black Panther movie is what's going on right now. You have this quote-unquote conscious community, and then you have the people that are in the hood suffering for what they may or may not know. That's the theme of the movie. It's an inside fight. That's why you see two Black Panthers, because it's the same person fighting the same person. So we're gonna get into a little bit of this on our show tonight. But I agree with you wholeheartedly when we start talking about what's going on and dynamics that's played in the Winter Olympics. When was the last time anybody paid any attention to the Winter Olympics? You know, ain't nobody practicing curling right now, especially if they're a teenager and they out and about, whether they're doing sports or got a social life or what have you, and that's on and off land. Ain't nobody practicing curling or bobsledding or none of that. These are things you have to be trained to do. So we have all of these, and I asked about this last night, and we're going to discuss it tonight. Like I said, we have so many emotional roller coasters that's going on right now. And the cryptocurrencies is one, because a lot of people that I put up on a cryptocurrency, you know, even though I told them step by step, and I learned a lot from you, Dave, but just me paying attention to what you taught me, me paying attention to what's in the world, I could see what was going to happen. So I kind of gave these people a step-by-step guideline of what was going to happen. Don't panic. Don't worry about it. With that, I still have people calling me. Hey, man, I know I need to sell, because I'm like, this. Just chill. You don't have to worry about none of that. Just be easy. It's a lot of people who saying it's not gonna happen, but they can't stop this. It's already in motion.
Right.
So it's so many emotions that's going on, and I asked this to the I asked this question last night. I didn't get a complete answer, so I'm gonna ask it to you. It's so many emotions that's going on. We have an emotional roller coaster, like I said, with the sister being gunned down, along with everybody else that has been gunned down this year, last year, and all of the years prior. And I'm just speaking on the ones that's being plastered on the internet, Facebook, and on the mainstream media. But then we also have like this Black Panther movie. It's like even if ain't nobody even paying attention to what we talking about, just going to the movies to see it, the movie is there. But then when you go see it and you have a mindset the way that we have, you see all of the intricate details that's being placed in there to see if you notice it. It's being put there. So with all of that happening, it's going to be a lot of brothers and sisters who catch it. It's going to be even more, if not quadruple, the people who don't catch it. With all of these emotional roller coasters, what is the message that you believe is being sent right now? Now, I have an answer, and I can answer it on here if need be, but I would like to know what you think the message is that's being sent right now with this Black Panther movie alongside of the other travesties that's happening in our day-to-day real life. And I put myself on mute. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, always learning. Always learning. That's what I'm going to always call it, brother, because now he got me always saying that, and my man. So you know what, Jerry, I think it's a lot of things that you touched on, but what I think the overall message is this, is that the confusion, and if you look at Syria, if you look at the Koreas, the Korean Peninsula, South Sea of China, Venezuela, South America, on the continent, if you look at all of the dynamics, what happens, I think, is this, is that the system realizes that in order for it to operate securely and without being impeded, it has to create deceptive chaos. And so what it needs to do in order to create a deceptive chaos is, first and foremost, you have to be able to divide people. You have to get people to look, not use their capacities or to touch their connections with one another, but you have to get them to look at differences between one and another. And then once you get them to recognize a difference that is created, then you can develop a culture of violence around what they see. Meaning you don't like this person because they're tall. That person, you don't like short people. You don't like, brown people. You don't like white people. You don't like this type of person. You don't like standardized. Because once you do that, now you have dividing factors that are coming into the flesh, the physical body, and it's not in the spiritual realm. And the spiritual realm is where you got all of your talents from. None of your talents were created from the physical realm.
Hey, Brother Dave.
Now, you lose connection and capacity. Yeah, go ahead.
My apologies, because I know I said I was
putting
myself on mute, and I did, but when you just said that, it made me think about, something you said earlier as far as what else, not what else, but that's what I heard, because I already had my question, is what else are they going to do? Now, we've been talking about that, people getting gunned down. Now, are we seeing the purge happen outright just maybe a little bit earlier than what the group decided, as far as people just going out and just massacring people based off of these same things that I'm saying about the, that I'm getting ready to say about the Black Panther? They're saying this in stuff like the purge and the South. Do you see that playing out right now, just a little bit too early for what the masses are ready for? And I put myself on mute. Thank you again.
Man, okay, yeah, cool. You know what? I didn't see Saw. I saw Purge, and I'm familiar with that one. I think I saw some of Saw, and I didn't see Black Panther at all. But I will say this, is that the reason that you're seeing these things is that you have to have a methodical introduction to how you want people to respond. They're actually schooling people to pick up their agenda and follow it through, just like they taught us in their overall school systems. One behind another, you follow this person in front of you. So what they're doing is that they're getting the people in front, and they're creating an environment so people will act a certain way, and then psychologically – in our physical minds that are no longer connected with our capacity to the spirit realm, we are being taught the proper behavior, and the proper behavior that they're teaching us is just as if you would teach anything else. When you domesticate anything else, and you domesticate it by praise and by breaking them down, breaking that overall living entity down from disconnecting from itself to only connecting to what you want it to do. So this is all a part of the program, the system to maintain their control. They are showing people how they're to respond through what I like to say is indoctrinated, domesticated mind control. And then we act out because that's all we've ever known how to act. We think that that is living. And so the system has to devise the dividers so that when they create the chaos, the people that are remaining will surrender their free will. And when you surrender your free will, you're surrendering your energy, your talents, your ability, and your creative eternity. You no longer become the great creators. You become the greatest diminisher, the great deceiver. And all of this, the whole world is a stage. They have to get it on the silver screen, because that silver screen has electrical impulses that go straight to your brain. And it puts you in a catatonic state. You go into a hypnotic state. You can't get out. They do it through all forms of the silver screen. Silver screen of your phone, silver screen of your computer, silver screen of your television, silver screen of the movies, and the silver screen of their advertisement, and the silver screens of their department store windows. And all of this, they're able to do all of this because they've been harvesting and stealing your energy. They have to use that energy and put it in a directive way that best serves them. And believe me, they do it. And I definitely see that the major push, they created a culture of violence from within us. A culture of violence from within us, from the weapons that the system produces. And here's a very damning thing. I want you to think about it. The Florida shooting, along with all of the other coordinated shootings, means, motive, opportunity, who benefited from it? Who had the means, the motives, the opportunity, and who benefited from it will likely tell you the scenario as to what was engaged. And when you do that with all of these shootings, you know what you come up with? The same common denominator of who the suspect is. It's the system. Now, here's what I want you to take notice of. Here's what I want you to connect. Don't lose connection. Here's what I want you to take notice of, if you would like. This time what they did, and then breaking down, the attack was purposely done on high school students. Because you know why? Because those young people are so impressionable with so much energy. If you would just energize them and tell them what to say, what to think, and what to feel, and to ignore their connection and their capacity and only see what the silver screen has put in front of them, they will be some very, very accomplished soldiers. And my man Scotty says, no, Scotty, I wasn't, yeah, I got you. I haven't seen it either. I'm a take a look at it as well. But I wasn't saying anything bad about it, but I know this. If it was on the silver screen, who put it there? And why did they put it there? Check this out. Here's what I want, the emphasis that I really want you to take a look at and connect with. There are young people, many would say rightfully so. There are young people that were, their lives were ended. They were murdered. And let me tell you something, the system has no problem in practicing genocide. They've been doing it throughout their times. We just think that they would do, who would do that? Why would they do that? That's because you no longer ask the right questions. Why wouldn't they do it when they've been doing it for so long? What true moral connection have they made that has changed the overall outcomes of things? Is the system still the same and doing the exact same thing, just in a more revolutionized and in a more current way? Yes. And what's the current way? You hear, you weren't back there in the days. You don't know. So they're charging these young people for gun control, which I agree with 100%, but not in the way that they say it. Because I do firmly believe in gun control, and the best gun control has to start with the ones that created all the guns and the ones that use them the most. That would be the governments themselves. Until the governments disarm, it doesn't really matter what the hell you do or say about it, because they're always going to use those weapons that they create against you, and they're going to give it to you to be the purveyor of that death. For gun control.
They're so upset about the,
righteously so, about the young people that were killed. Just in 1 year from leaving high school, they're sending them off to war to destroy them in multitudes of hundreds of thousands. And you're worried and thinking about what's on the TV that is being propagandized to you, because we've lost connection. This is why we feeble footed. One sec. This is why we're fiddle footed. And wandering. So this year, today, as some of these young people are in high school, they have a shooting in their school, and young people are killed, they lose their lives, which is wrong. But what they're going to do, in just a few years' time, they're going to send their butts off to war and say it's their patriotic duty to do it. And you know what? We'll foolishly fall for it, because we've been foolishly falling for it for years under the same gun. They want to ban assault rifles unless the government gives it to you to assault someone with it. How feeble-footed are we? So just in a 12-month or 6-month period, you no longer really care about the lives that are being lost. When are we going to take a look at the truth of the matter and get connected to what's happening? Murder is murder. And the political serial killers of the world are getting away with it, because we say it's done by honor, by God, and by country. We put the leash around our neck and we hand them the lead and we let them walk us into all the battlefields, into all the diseases, into all the poverty, into all of the destructive nature. Because why? Because they continuously and methodically school us to obey, and we surrender our talents and capability to them. If you look at these mass shootings and the ones that so-called portrayed them or did them, what do you notice with them? All of these people are under what? Psych meds. Young people in Florida. young people throughout this world. Where is your energy movement against synthetic drugs? Parents, us, everyone, why aren't we looking at the truth instead of just watching the TV, watching the silver screen, and being hypnotized by their overall message? You're getting sleepy. You're getting sleepy. And see, what they do is that they try to put in front of you something that is pleasing to your eye, but all poison is sweet. We have some truth to look at. And I know that we have another, my man, I think Jerry wanted to comment on some things before we get going, keep going, but we got like 6 minutes before we go into a commercial break. But I'm going to, we got two people in queue. I want to go to those individuals. I just want you to ask the questions. The question should be, what has changed from today, from yesterday? And if there is no real change, all of the same things is happening. They're just happening under different dynamic forms. Why are we still falling for the same tricks? Because we don't notice who's stirring the confusion. So we got two callers in queue. Let me go to Jerry, go ahead, and then we're going to go to Brother Griffin. So let's go to Jerry, go ahead real quick, and then we'll go to Brother Griffin. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, real quick. Man, you hit on so many points. One of my things was, and I'm going to just leave it at this so you can go to break, is that they plastering all of these children from these schools, and they always do. But when we get murdered, we never have any of that. So what I'm saying is that they are painting this this murderer as a child, a disturbed child at that, and want to get him help. But we are always painted as adults that know exactly what we're doing. So these are all of the depictions that are being pushed out at us, and we never pay no attention to it. I just wanted to bring some focus to that.
Yep, evil and malcontent.
Exactly. That's where you get. We see this Tamir Rice as an adult, and then I can't think of what his name is, but you have this 19-year-old, and he's a child. You know, so we have to pay attention to all of these things. And with that being said, I'm going to get out your way because I know you got a break and you have another caller. So thank you for taking all of my calls tonight. Peace.
Man, much love, much respect. We're going to go to Brother Griffin. That's there. Brother Griffin, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Since you're short
yes,
on
sir.
Time,
yes.
My condolences.
No, you're fine. Thank you so much, Brother Griffin.
I'll try to give it to you real quick. I posted this article in BTR with you, and I'm going to piggyback on what the gentleman just said. December 12, 2017, heavily armed FBI agents outfitted in bulletproof vests and helmets poured into a one-bedroom apartment in Dallas, Texas. Items seized from the raid on Daniel's apartment included two firearms, a Taurus Protector Poly 38 Special, and a Renko AK-style assault rifle, and I'm going to speed it up and flip ahead. He was arrested for a misdemeanor conviction from 2007 for domestic assault in Tennessee. Also seized from him was a book, Negro with Guns, by Robert F. Williams, a civil rights leader and advocate of armed resistance to racial oppression. What Daniels didn't know, and he was unaware of at the time he was arrested in his underwear in the middle of the winter, December the 12th, was the FBI had been following him for 2 years. That's the first guy to be arrested under BIE in this country. Now, contrary to that, this 19-year-old had a history of over a year of posting on Facebook and other media pages. His conduct was so bad that he was under meds, and even some of the black students who were friends with him disassociated themselves with him and called him in on the FBI call-in line. So you see the difference in the way they were treated. So nobody wanted to stop Nicholas Cruz, but they stopped the black man who had a misdemeanor from 8 years before that. 2007, actually 11 years before that. So I'm going to tie it back into the movie. I posted a really good article from Professor T. Hassan Johnson out of San Francisco, I think. And I put it in your BTR page. He talks about the symbolism. He talks about the symbolism in the Black Panther movie and how the CIA informant, the white guy, was spared until the end and was a semi-hero for most of the 75% of white people that actually went to that movie. Only about 25% of the people who went to the movie this past four-day holiday were black. So propaganda is strong. What you said about the silver screen, too many people went there just for entertainment, but there is a lot of correlation, and he breaks it down with a lot of history from the comics and the history of Black Panthers. I'll leave it there.
Well said. Well said. I'm definitely going to check that out, Brother Griff. I can't wait to. I haven't seen the movie myself, as I said when I first started. I'm going to, but I look at these type of things with shielding my spirit, regardless of who they are or anything else, because it's on the screen. And it was brought to the masses for a reason, because it was given the sanction. Do you think that if BTR community had created a movie, it would be on screen? No.
Well,
if it was on screen, go ahead.
I'll tell you, Ava DuVernay, who did the 13th, was actually offered that part as the producer, and she turned it down because she said that Disney had a different vision for that character than she did. And if you pay attention, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I know history, and I've followed some of the people who talked about it coming up over the last 2 weeks, and then what's been said after the movie and looking at the comments. They say that movie is divisive toward black males and black females. It centered women, black women, as some of the most powerful in there, and it's not to downgrade the role of black women. But it does what America's always done. It took the angry black man who had a reason to want vengeance and did what? Made him the villain. So, and after he comes back to, quote, save his country and then do the very same thing the white man has done. They were worried about the uplift of the people. All they did was take care of the people who had what? The precious metals. Everybody else, that be damned.
Well, I didn't know that about. I'm definitely going to check it out. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of a commercial break, we got Brother Davis in queue. We're definitely going to go to Brother Davis for Wise Wednesday. And I just want to say before we do that, you know, there is no coincidence. It's a continuous cycle. And just before, just think about it. If Black Talk Radio Network had a movie, how many screens would it have? None. Because how many mainstream media outlets are carrying Black Talk Radio right now? None. So the reason why, grassroots is organic for sustainability. Listen, everyone, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. If you have a question, a comment that you would like to be heard, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. And let me just say this. I'm not knocking Black Panther. I haven't seen it. But I do know one thing, as I said in the very beginning, but I do know this, that there is a very methodical agenda that the system has, and it always has had, and it has never been one that's been in our best interest. And they have, the system continuously uses all of its tools and methods to their at their disposal to maintain that overall control of resources. And they do it in very methodical ways. And so, but I just wanted to use that because I haven't seen it, but I just noticed from, like I said, that I noticed the Tiger Woods effect from what I did see, just the overall, and I realized that the system of the moving industry knew that they weren't getting traction. So they had to come out with something, I think, that would get them traction. And they knew where that card was. They knew that card was always in their back pocket. And then they play it from time to time to use it. And this could be one. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I do know this. If you are a snake, the likelihood of you being able to change yourself and to create yourself a different way by morph into something else outside of individuals that have that ability to be that type of chameleon and Decepticon. If you do change your overall colors and you change your overall appearance, it's only for deception because your purpose is the same. So just wanted to say that. So And I know that as well for you, Brother Griffin, is that you just some like you said, you didn't see it either, but, you've been around and you know how if something is being pushed, like they're pushing cell phones and they're pushing smart TVs, they're pushing cell phones and smart TVs for a reason. And that reason ain't to your best interest. They're pushing GMO foods seedless fruit. They're pushing that for a reason. We just need to know what's up. So I don't know. But I haven't seen it. Like you, Otis, I haven't seen it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So I'll have my own opinion. And my opinion is just mine. Is not something or a ledger that anyone should live by. But listen, we got Brother Davis in queue. Want to go to Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show, and what say you, my brother?
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend and a brother.
It's exciting to have you back, brother, I tell you. I understand what you're going through, and may you find the site that you need to get right through the way you plan it. But let me get two things off my chest. First of all, Black Panther was a psychological test for Black people. think about it, one, there was no truth in it. None at all. But yet, you would argue standpoint about this, about that. The truth is, are y'all ready for this? Why would the most powerful country in the world, lie? Do you think they were afraid of being colonized? You're a fool. Think about it. You got to come to the reality that if you want to walk in truth, you can't walk in truth part-time. You got to walk in truth full-time. And that's why I was focusing on us identifying our personal truths, because that way you could see the deception that they try to call truth outside of you. But this is all about the deception of your thought process. A lot of you still think the most powerful country in the world would hide. Y'all let that resonate for a little bit. This Brother Davis, tomorrow night show is going to be off the hook. Remember I gave you some tests. The test was designed for you to be able to examine yourself, to see how truthful you can be with yourself, and dialogue it so that you can go back and check on yourself. Why is that? Because it's a way of evaluating how truthful you're going to be with yourself. And then the answer comes out. I couldn't do last. I tried to call in last week to do last week's show, and I was really fighting, not behind Panther, because I really want you to understand that you control the truth in your life. And once you start to operating and controlling that truth, you'll be able to identify the deceptions that are around you and not fall into those pits, because they're everywhere. Everybody knows that the whole Panther thing was written by white people, so why would it serve our purpose? So what they did was they wrote it so that they could get you to believe that the most powerful country in the world would be subservient to deception, the deception that somebody is going to colonize. That's ridiculous. Hello. Wild Night is Wednesday night for Wise Wednesday. I'm going to be excited once again because we are really covering some ground, and the best part about this is that the work you do will benefit you. This is Brother Davis, Brother Dave. I appreciate the time, and I'm out.
I appreciate you too as well, brother Davis. Did you get a chance to see the movie?
I seen it twice, and I took my grandchildren once. Now the reason why I took my grandchildren once is because I wanted them to see the grandeur of a people who people always demeaned. And the reason why they only showed that was because they had to literally present the Panther in a light that would show him to be a superhero, not only of himself, but of his people. But what was so unique about it was the grandeur. Our brothers and sisters, you didn't see one. You didn't see...
Oh, Brother Davis, we lost you. So, Brother Davis, Wise Wednesday tomorrow... He will be on. Definitely want to check that out. My man Scott, hold on, Jenna, real quick, and we got another caller in queue. One quick sec. My man Scotty, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, can you hear me, Dave?
Perfectly. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah. I haven't seen the film, and I won't spend no money to go to a movie theater see it, because I haven't done that in over 25 years. So I won't be spending any money. I'll be waiting for bootleggers to post it online. So I'm just going to keep it real about that. I'm very serious about when I say I'm not going to give my money to something, to an industry or infrastructure or something that is not benefiting me, I mean it. So I will wait. Right. I don't care if it take 2 months or whatever. I will wait till I can see it for free. And then I'll give an analysis on it. Just something that Brother Davis said made me look up some information on the movie. Brother Davis, there's actually a black writer. The film had a black director as well as black writers. So, that's what it is. You know, when you say that white people wrote it, black people had a large contribution to that film. Now, these different films, obviously, number one, they're not going to spend that much money to make a film unless they plan on making some money back. So I say their primary agenda was to make money, and they've succeeded. I think the box office receipts are over $400 million right now. So very successful in terms of making money. movies. Anytime you watch a movie, it's like this. It's like the old saying. I repeat something. Let's say I come up with a line and I tell one person. Then that person is tasked to go tell the other person what I said. And then over time, it's going to change as you what I originally said going to get changed further down the line. What I'm saying is we already go into these movies with opinions and viewpoints of the world, and we take them into the movie with us. And so we're not completely unbiased when we go watch these type of films. Now, this is what I heard from people that actually saw it. And I was kind of proud of my daughter for what she said to me, because that tells me she'd been listening to her dad over the years. You know, I asked him, do y'all listen to Black Talk Radio? Do y'all even know what my beliefs are? And you know, of course, I talked to them one-on-one over the years. But like, for example, the so-called villain in the movie, she told me was really the hero. So what I'm saying is people can go see the same film and they'll come out with a totally different perspective, because right. they went in with a different perspective. So they, it's likely that they'll come out with a different perspective of what they saw. But just from her being a young person, 25 years old, and she did take my grandson who loved the film. She said it just made her think about, you know, geopolitical issues. She didn't use the term geopolitical, but she said like the That's guy who's portrayed yeah. as the villain said, we got all this advanced weaponry, we got all of this power, and yet we're keeping it for ourselves and we're not going out into the world and helping oppressed people. She said he was a hero in her mind. So that's what she took away from the so-called person that's supposed to be the villain in this film. One last thing I like to say. We collectively as a people, not me, not you as an individual or anyone listening as an individual, but collectively, we've been talking about all the anti-black films that come out of Hollywood. Why we always got to be butlers. Why we always got to be maids. You know, why we always got to be the lackeys in these films. So now you come out with a film that's highlighting different various African cultures. And I like reading that about the film because I, you know, it's one of my pet peeves when somebody talk about Africa. They talk about Africa like it's one giant culture. And it's not.
It's one country. Like, it's one country.
Yeah, it's right? one country. They all have the same views. They all have the same religious practices, the same cultural practices. And as a Nigerian told me, corrected me when I said to him, you know, there's over 100 and almost 200 different cultures in Africa, you know, among the people in Africa. He said it's more than that. He said way more than that. And so that's what I appreciated about the film, was that they were borrowing from what I read about the film. Cause again, I haven't seen it cause I have a rule against spending money at the movies. You know, they mentioned that they borrowed from various African cultures and put that in the film, from the way that the guy was, the killer, the guy who's supposed to be the villain that my daughter thinks is a hero. He would mark his body for every kill. And there is an actual off African culture that's what their warriors do with a kill, is they mark their body. And then the different various cultural hairstyles from all over. So it was just so much there from what I've been reading. And, you know, hopefully somebody will post it online and I'll get to watch it soon and give my critique. But that's all I wanted to share is, you know, we're not all going to take away the same thing. I'm sure my grandson didn't right. pick up on the geopolitical issues that was raised in the film. He just saw some badass black people kicking ass on the film, and that was good for him. So that's all I wanted
right,
to add.
Right. No, I greatly appreciate, because it's so true. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, let me, I got this one caller to go to. Yes, we are extremely biased people. And I think that we can't help but be biased, because one of the things is that when this system lies, we believe that they will lie. And we all know that they do lie. is on us to never, ever have a false sense of security with them. And it's always on us to be on guard, to know and to resonate in a different way. But Scotty is absolutely right. We do go in with different biases and everything else. And I'll admit my bias is that when the system says that they're going to be here to deprive, to create chaos, to create disenfranchisement, and to steal resources and to have control over people, we believe them. Because that's what they've been doing throughout my whole existence. And so that's very, very true. So, yeah, we well stated, Scotty, well stated, Otis. We got a couple of other callers. We got a lot of callers. Let me get to them. We got Brother Gates. Let me get to Brother Gates. I had to mute him because he had background noise in this. Let me tell you how we're going to go. Brother Gates, then we're going to go to my man Thomas, then we're going to go to Rise, and then we'll go to a caller in South Carolina. Then if we got time, we'll go to back to Jenna. Go ahead, Brother Gates. Go ahead. You're on with Tando Radio Show.
Much love, much respect. My condolences out to the family, brother.
Yes, sir.
Did not see the movie. But I heard a couple of different, like I mentioned, I'm not a movie person myself, but I do agree what you said about the Tiger Woods. When he came, it was a big splash. It changed the whole diameter of golf. So now I kind of see what they're going to do when all of a sudden Disney comes out and makes a movie about us. Basically, so I'm kind of leery about the whole thing. I'm not sure if I will watch it, but you know, I'm kind of still thinking about it. But I still think I agree with you with the Tiger Woods thing.
Much love, much respect, and you know what? Scotty said something the best way, and I love Scotty. I'm gonna see it on bootleg. Oh, man, maybe that's where you should see it. See it on bootleg, too. And I'm going to tell you one of the reasons that's how I would have, but actually my niece, my brother's daughter, asked me to go with her tonight. So I can't say no because it's what we need to do. It's what she wanted to do. And that's what we're going to do. So that's the real reason. Else, I don't do movies. So just so you all know. But much love, much respect, brother. Stay in contact. Catch up with me. We need to talk anyhow.
You got it, man.
Okay, brother. Peace. All right, let's go to the next caller that we got to go to. We got to go to my man Thomas out of NYC. Thomas, what say you? Go ahead, brother.
Peace, Dave. What's going on, brother?
My brother. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
My love and light's been with you, man. My condolences once again.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say I had a question for you, but I wanted to make a quick comment on the Black Panther. Say that it seems like the Black American, was the killmonger or the fearmonger, whatever his name was. And, you know, he's up against, he wants to take the resources and spread them to help Black people throughout the world, and the African, you know, he just wants to hoard them and, of course, give them to the white man. So it sounds exactly like how they like to run things anyway. My question for you was, with the petrol currency, this new cryptocurrency or whatever from Venezuela, mm-hmm. is it backed by oil?
Yes.
So they don't have any problem with OPEC behind this?
You know what, I gotta check out how this crypto was gonna work, Thomas, and I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna bring that. You do some research on it, Rise, do some research on it, because all of you, because I think that we need to. I don't know because I got, you know, I was swamped with different things, and I knew that they were gonna do it, but I think they're using it as to stabilize the overall economy. But I need to delve into that one as well. Thomas, I'm really, really interested. I know that OPEC is trying to cut a deal with Russia right now as well that is huge because a lot of the OPEC nations want to pull away from other countries within OPEC because they don't have the overall underlying resource of oil anymore. Saudi Arabia. I'm not going to say any names, but Saudi Arabia. So there's a lot going on in that space.
We know Venezuela got a lot of oil. I mean, they're nowhere near running out, but I'll mute my line.
My man CMCP put in, I'm going to check out what that is.
Hey,
good
Dave,
looking out, brother.
Dave, real quick, to what Thomas just brought up. Did you see where Venezuela is launching? This may be the first government to launch a cryptocurrency. Did you see that?
Yeah, we posted and talked about it, and I wanted to do a show on that. Scotty, yeah, they definitely did, and they are the first sovereign government to do it, and it is known as the Petro. Yeah, and I need to check out what it is, and I'll bring that. I sure did. And so we need to take a look at that. They've been saying that they're going to do it, and then they finally did it. Today was its launch day. So, yeah, definitely. Okay, let me go to, I got a couple of other callers in queue. Let's go to my man, Roz. Roz, what says you? Go ahead, brother.
Hey, peace and love to you, Dave, Scotty, Thomas, everybody. I just wanted to send you my serious condolences. You know, I know you guys been working hard and taking care of each other. So, you know, I did try to reach you, but I figured when I wasn't able to get through, I knew that it was family time. So I just kind of chilled out. But I'm just glad that you're back, and you know, I'm just hoping everybody continues to heal. And
I'm coming back, you know, Roz.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm coming.
Oh, no problem, man. I'm looking forward to it. You know what to do, man. Whenever it's going down, let me know. Because I was actually looking forward to checking you when you were here. But I told my wife, I said I wasn't sure how long you would be here. So I said, you know, he might end up having to go back home. So I said, you know, he's a busy man, and I know that those things, you know. But as far as just the physical part, you know, you try to take care of that in a timely manner. But of course, there's all the other stuff, which I just dealt with like 6 months ago, as far as the estate and all that stuff. So, you know, let me know what's going on. And, you know, like I said, if you need anything, you can always hit me up. I'm here for you, brother. So I just wanted to say that first. I was listening to Scotty and I agree with them about they needed to make money. And I kind of look at the Black Panther film like the Obama election. You know, all of the presidents prior, the last 3-4 presidents before Obama, just screwed the country up in a way that was irreparable. So they had to give it to the Black man, you know, to come in as a scapegoat first, but also to try and fix the problems that were caused by, you know, these white celebrity figureheads before him. And when Scotty was talking about, hey, they needed that money, what's the best way to do it than to, of course, use Black folks again? And because of the context of the film, it was giving a visual spectacle that globally is having an effect that we're able to see. Like Scotty was saying, they've made over almost $500 million already just in a couple of days. So to me, it's just kind of like, hey, if they were in a slump, it's always Black people that come to the rescue. You know, nobody comes to our rescue, but, you know, we're always coming to, you know, even the enemy's rescue. And in this case, it's financial. So I totally agree with what he was saying. My son actually saw the film, and he came with quite a few profound observations. One of the main ones I'll focus on right now was the spiritual practices. The fact that he had noticed that there were a few instances in the film where they wore all white, and they did particular rituals to contact the ancestors to get wisdom. And he had said he had heard a young sister in the theater say, you know, that was really nice to see them do that, you know, almost as if that was like an ancient relic of our cultural practice. And my son said, yo, we live that. Like he said, when he saw it, he thought of my father-in-law's funeral. That's what we did. We wore all white. We went through a specific ritual to raise him up. And I had my brethren from Ghana. We did a Nile Valley ritual to lift his spirit up and send him off. And it had deeper implications than that. But that's what I'll say about the ritual at this point. So when she spoke about it, you know, he said he wanted so bad to tell her, like, you know, there's people in this world, even in, you know, that still practice these principles and live these principles. This isn't something that, you know, that's non-existent or some sort of ancient relic. And he said he just found it profound to see, like Scotty said, you know, Rich, you know, Denzel in Training Day and winning an award for that, or Halle Berry for basically being a bedwench in the movie Monsters Ball. You know, we see all these films with us either as slaves, as, you know, just tragic characters and just criminals. And this is the one time that we're actually shown in any position of having any semblance of power whatsoever. and any ability to defend ourselves against our enemies. So just in that context, regardless of the shifts, because I know that they definitely made, my son said it too, that they made the Killmonger character the bad guy, but, you know, he said the same thing. Ultimately, his approach was correct. His whole viewpoint was correct. And my son actually made an observation that said it's basically, in the film, it was attempting to pit black people in the Americas against black people on the continent, which is something that I've been seeing a lot of as far as just the expression of anti-blackness in the so-called conscious community over the last few months. I've seen that, like, just skyrocket. And that's becoming the new argument now. You know, those people over there against us over here, and we all being oppressed by the same people and abused and mistreated and genocided by the same people. And, you know, my son said that was something that he really noticed, was that was something that was kind of demarcated. And he said the only thing that he didn't agree with the Killmonger character, he said everything as far as his approach and what he wanted to do to handle the system was correct. But he said that they made him almost like a Nazi type character, where there was just no middle ground. It was just kill, 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 kill. That's the name Killmonger. So that's where he said he felt like that particular aspect of his character is what took away from him. And that was what they were able to basically piggyback off of to make him the villain. He said if that particular aspect of his personality was nixed in the film, then he would have been the hero. And T'Challa would not have been the hero, just because of the reasons that Thomas had elucidated earlier. So I just wanted to say, I just thought it was interesting that he said that. I don't go to films either. You know, my son wanted to know if I was going to go. I said, nah. I said, I'll wait till, you know, till I'm able to see it by other means. You know, I don't spend money on white supremacists, anything that's backed by them, anything like that. But, you know, it was just interesting to hear his observations. That was one that I thought was quite profound, because he said that was something, as far as at least as a spiritual aspect, that he noticed, you know, young people were gravitating towards, but they had no concept about what that was or how to implement it. So these are things that we can facilitate as far as teaching our young people about these things, so they can get in tune and in touch with the earth and with their ancestors. He's lived it, so he knows what the benefits are and the fact that the dead are not dead. So, you know, thank you very much for that opportunity to speak. I hope I didn't say too much, talk too long, but I'll just mute myself, and please give the family my regards and Daph and everyone, okay? One love.
Dave?
Looks like Dave dropped off. Let me take a look at the board.
Okay, yes. Well, go ahead on and handle it, Scotty, because we know you got your show coming up right now. So yeah. Go ahead on and fix that, and we'll get to that next week.
Well, thank I know you, Dave usually Peace. Has some closing thoughts. So
yeah, sorry.
You back, Dave.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Yeah, sorry about that. I made a mistake and got cut off. I heard half of what Roz said. I didn't hear, but Roz definitely hit me up. Let me just say this before we get out of here, because Scotty's got his show coming up. One of the things I didn't really want to make this about Black Panther because I didn't see it, but it's a very important thing for us to do. The thing that I really wanted to emphasize was our collective connection, and our capacity, our capacity and connectiveness with our spirit realm, in regards to these shootings and what the real agenda is. There is an agenda that we know, and we have to be careful not to participate in his fulfillment of his objectives by asking the right questions. Much love. CMCP, thank you, brother. He posted it, sent me Black Panther by other means. Brother Bragg sent it to me by other means. Is on Tando's page. Much love, much respect. All right, y'all, we got to get ready to get out of here. Coming up is going to be Scotty's coming up with BTR News right after Tando Radio Show. I ran over a little bit. Much love, much respect. We're going to get out of here. Brother Bragg, you won't be able to chime out. We're going to get ahead and just leave. I'll talk to you all soon.
Let him go ahead and chime out, man. No rush. Ain't no rush.
Okay.
Let him chime
okay,
out.
Okay, cool. Let me just say this. It's never goodbye. It's always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out. Thank you, Brother Braggs, for sending me that. CMCP, my brother, thank you for also. Brother Braggs, if you would chime us out. Rise, give me a call. We'll talk. Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace. Thank you, Brother Braggs. I got your messages.
No problem, man. You know it.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.